I think there's a point where you kind of look around the room and it seems a little bit cluttered and you're like, do I need all this stuff? What if we just got rid of most of it and left what is essential? That was my idea for the record and my objective.
Seems like the opposite outlook for an artist who's built a career on just that, building, and with unexpected blocks. But this time, Beck followed mood, message, and music to a simpler place that's also unafraid to be somber. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. After his last album, The Information, Beck took a puppet-filled stage show on the road. And when word spread that he was teaming up with Danger Mouse, there was speculation that the good time Gnarls Barkley vibe would mix right in. Cut to the now Grammy-nominated album Modern Guilt, and Danger Mouse adds his sonic psychedelia while Beck gets introspective. That's not to say there's no fun on the record. Beats abound, in fact. But the lyrical content seems to guide the songs. And backstage at the United Palace Theater in New York, Beck spoke more about the sound and size of the album with FUV's Claudia Marshall.
The themes of the records tend to be fairly bleak.
Right.
What's going on with your worldview that's coming out on this record?
Well, you know, I mean, I think that's just sort of the mood of the songs. So I wrote and recorded the music for the song Modern Guilt, and that's just what the song was about. You know, I didn't really have a choice, you know. That's what came out, and that's what was right. But, you know, there were plenty of other songs that were kind of more humorous, maybe a little bit more light and throwaway, and I purposefully left them off the record. So I think that heightened that sense that the record is a little darker. And there's plenty of songs that are more introspective, but they get eclipsed by the other songs that are, and even if you listen to a song like Devil's Haircut, the lyrics are maybe a little bit dark, you know. A song like Where It's At would kind of deflect some of that.
I feel uptight when I walk in the city. I feel so cold when I'm at home. Feels like everything's starting to hit me. I lost my bearings 10 minutes ago. Modern guilt, I'm struggling with nothing.
It's a brief record. It's like 34 minutes long or something. And I really would love for you to respond to this notion that's been floated that it's short because you were just fulfilling the record contract, and this is in fact the last record on this major label contract.
No, I had, you know, my gosh, I had about 30 songs recorded, so it was on purpose because I felt if there's less songs, it makes the songs that are there again less cluttered. When you have too many songs on a record, songs get lost, you know. So you know, if you have an empty room and you put 40 pictures on the wall, you're not going to see the 10 really important ones, or the 10 that you want people to focus on. So I did it on purpose. You know, I think I said enough in that 30 minutes. I mean, I could have added more things to it, but I don't think it would have made the record any better.
Now my journey takes me further south.
From his latest album, Modern Guilt, that's Beck and the tune Orphans. Check out more exclusive interviews anytime online at WFUV.org.